Every day there are reports of violence. Shooting deaths seem to abound. Delmarva Public Radio essayist George Merrill ponders the role of pain and forgiveness for those left behind.
The epidemic of violence increases. Daily accounts of shooting deaths are commonplace. From July 7th through the 10th this year, there were 87 shooting deaths in America. There seems little passion for ending it. 16 years ago, I read an essay in the Georgia Review by a woman named Valerie Nelson Grant. Her essay is an intimate look at those who have lost loved ones to violence. I believe what she's learned can help us begin to recover an extraordinary side of our human nature, perhaps of our divine nature, that our violent world continually obscures. Even if we are not strong enough to love our enemies, there's budding evidence that we can forgive them. Nelson Grant is a grief counselor in Boulder, Colorado. She and a colleague facilitate a monthly group for those whose loved ones have been victims of murder. The essayist writes that one of her clients named Carla lost her mother to a murder. Carla told the group that the murderer was tried and convicted of murder in the first degree. He went to prison. I do not understand the legal circumstances, but for some reason, a few years later, he was granted a retrial. Despite the murderer's own testimony, corroborating DNA, and fingerprints on the weapon, the state moved for a plea bargain. A retrial, if Carla could endure it, would put her through all the gory details again. A plea bargain would also mean that the killer would be out in 10 years. While in prison, he found her number, and on two occasions he called her. She still has nightmares. Caring has a price. It requires strength. Nelson Grant writes, "Working with homicide grief is not like gardening, where your muscles grow strong and thick calluses grow. Instead, the skin gets peeled back to raw every time. Caring requires great endurance. Victims crave justice. If justice is not forthcoming, then what? Forgiveness is complicated and often romanticized. Forgiving is not overcoming the injury or dissociating oneself from the hurt, rationalizing the whole matter away, or being lofty and just wanting to be regarded as benevolent. It's a gritty choice one makes to survive and to keep one's dignity and integrity. Getting there is like wrestling with an angel and a devil at the same time." Carla makes a critical decision. She understands that temperamentally she is not a fighter, but more like her mother, whom she described as tender-hearted and a gracious old lady. A protracted court battle would be to keep her emotionally tied to the killer. Another trial would not be expressing the love for her mother, but more about the punishment of the murderer. She chose the love of her mother. Carla had been denied the hope for justice. She came to terms with the fact that justice, as we know it, was not possible for her. She embraced her loss, but, in so doing, preserved her soul. Soul-searching can be agonizing and demands all the strength anyone can muster, and it's filled with ambiguities. Forgiveness requires strength. The search for one's soul, however, always gives life and never takes it. Forgiveness is most always the path less taken, but always the more excellent way. George Merrill on the Shore.